I'm Ellis Martin. Join me now for a conversation with Harry Barr, the chairman and CEO of New Age Metals, trading as NAM on the TSX Venture Exchange and PAWEF in the U.S. New Age Metals Incorporated is a mineral exploration company focused on the discovery, exploration, and development of Canada's largest primary platinum group metals PGM deposit, the River Valley PGM Project, located in the Sudbury region of Northern Ontario. The company also has a lithium division with five lithium projects, of which three are drill ready. The company's philosophy is to be a project generator explorer with the objective of optioning or joint venturing their projects with major and junior mining companies through to production. We joined Mr. Barr today at the recent PDAC conference, the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada, the largest mining conference on earth. Harry, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us. If you don't mind, give our listeners an overview of the company.
New Age Metals has two green metals, two divisions. We have the largest undeveloped platinum group metal deposit in Canada near Sudbury, Ontario, a major metallurgical complex 100 kilometers away from us, and we have a lithium division in Manitoba.
Well, let's talk about platinum and catalytic converters. They're not going away anytime soon, are they?
Absolutely not. Just in the last few years, Ellis, I would say 10 years ago, palladium, about 40% of its use was in catalytic converters. Today it's 80%.
Really, the supply globally is kind of strained and politically challenging in other parts of the world.
That's correct. Most of it comes from Russia and South Africa. Very few projects in Canada and the U.S. There's only one producer in Canada, North American Palladium. It's doing very well right now. It ships all its concentrates 1,000 kilometers from Thunder Bay to the metallurgical complex that we're 100 kilometers away from. It does that because Sudbury's both big mining companies have produced platinum group metals as a byproduct for over 60 years. So we have a major metallurgical multi-billion dollar complex 100 kilometers away. The only other producer in Canada ships its concentrates 1,000 kilometers to the same area.
Now, what are the economics with regard to the project potentially?
Well, first of all, just talking about platinum, went to about $800-some. A couple of years ago, it was about $1,800. It's now over 1,000. But the most exciting thing in our group, because we're primarily a palladium project, first, we have eight different metals. It is the best performing metal in the last year. It literally went from $400-some to over 1,000. So we have two metals that are precious metals, but they're industrial metals. And again, we're in a big mining area, and we have a very large deposit.
Well, let's talk about the size of that land area, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we have 16 kilometers. We have over 16,000 acres. Most of it, 12,000 acres, are in a full mining lease. That took us 6 years and 600,000 to get to. You can drive a two-wheel vehicle to our car. The Sudbury mining area is a big metallurgical complex that's produced for over 120 years. The best universities, the best drilling companies, the best assay companies, everything you need in mining, including the local people and the indigenous people, understand mining, and we have a great relationship with everyone there. It's just, in my opinion, one of the best places in Canada to be in the mining industry.
And you're no stranger to the area personally, are you?
No, I've worked in the Sudbury Mining District for over 20 years. Grew up in Ontario. Actually, we grew up in a family farm just about 4 hours' drive from here near Ottawa, Ontario, and we still have that farm today since 1866. I know Ontario. It's a great mining jurisdiction, one of the best in the world. We're very happy working in Ontario.
You call yourself a green metals company, Harry. You've got lithium. Let's talk about that. While we're pretty heavily into catalytic converters, and that's not going to go away anytime soon, you are preparing for the large deficiency in lithium for what's coming on board with regard to automakers in the future.
That's correct. Now we're moving to Manitoba, another great province to work in. What a lot of people don't know, there's a mine there. It's called the Tanco mine, and it's been mining a pegmatite. So looking at lithium and hard rock, you first of all need a pegmatite, then you need to find spodumene in the pegmatite, and that's where you find the lithium. So we were able to hire, I think, one of the best lithium and rare earth metals man in Canada, who had been the exploration manager for that Tanco mine. We put together in 16 a very large land package in this extensive pegmatite belt. In fact, we have the largest claim blocks there now. In less than 2 years, we've taken five of those projects, and we have three of them at the drill-ready stage. And then our stated goal, because we're working on the platinum Group Metals. That's our major focus, was to find a joint venture partner, and we probably announced a very good joint venture on January 15, 2018. And just to give you some of the terms, the company would have to put near $4 million into exploration. We're the field manager, which means we're the operator of the project, so we get 10% for that. We get up to 3 million shares of their company over time. We get $210,000 cash, and we get a 2% royalty on all five properties.
So really, it's sort of a royalty streaming deal with regard to the lithium project, and you don't have to spend any of your capital on it.
No. We have them spending at least $500,000 this year. We'll drill in two projects, and over time, over the next 3 years, they'll spend up to $3 million. But we have another very interesting twist in our contract. When they get to 60%, and if they were to hit a major deposit, we have the option to back in for 42%. So we're not out of the project by any means, and we have someone else spending their capital. We're the field manager using our top geologist expertise from the area, and we will be drilling on this project by August, September, October.
Let's talk about the management.
Management team, I'm very proud to have. Everyone on this company is technical but myself. I started in the industry as a CEO at 24, and I've been running public companies since then. On our board of directors, we have four very technical people, geologists and engineers. One of them was Anglo Platinum, which is the largest producer in the world of platinum group metals. Started as a young man there and recently retired. He's still a young man, in my opinion, at 65, and he was the head of the whole corporation in terms of exploration. His partner and second in command retired too and came on to our advisory board and is a major shareholder. Our president of the company has spent his whole career, and his private company to this day still does all of Anglo Platinum's exploration work. And so we have, just in those three guys there, almost 100 years of Platinum Group Metals experience, and there aren't many men in the world that have this kind of technical, over and above technical expertise. Over and above that, we all our other directors and consultants to us are geologists or engineers. So a very senior technical team.
Where do you see the company heading out in the next 12 months? What can we look for as shareholders?
Well, something very exciting before the end of March. In Canada, we have to do what's called a 43-101 resource calculation. I think a lot of your people probably have heard about it, some haven't. What that is a complete third-party update on the resources of the project. The last one we did was in 2012. It was an excellent, very multi-million ounce resource. And I obviously can't say where we're going here yet, but we've done a lot of work, and we expect the next resource to come out before the end of March, and we expect it to be bigger. Secondly, we have done a large geophysical exploration plan this winter, following up from a new discovery we made in 15, 16, and 17. We have now added another 2,000 meters to this, so that's on the northern portion of the property. And our goal up there is to put about a million of the many millions of ounces together in one area. The long-term goal is to have a series of open pits over 16 kilometers of mineralization. We would concentrate on site and ship to the metallurgical complex 100 kilometers away.
This puts you heavily into the battery chemicals area with regard to especially lithium. Are you looking ahead to offtake right now? Are you a potential takeout candidate? Let's look ahead 5 years, which is almost impossible to do, but I'm just curious as to what we might see.
We have to look at our expertise. We have people on our boards that have been in producing mines, whatever, but we are explorers. That's what we do. And we find deposits, and eventually we need a major partner. Somewhere, I would think, in the next year, you're going to see a major mining company. Personally, I've done 43 deals as a CEO with major mining companies. And quite frankly, over 300, like the one I told you about on our lithium with Junior Mining Company. Going forward, we will find a big company. It will be a major company that believes in platinum group metals, especially platinum group metals. But keep in mind, we also have cobalt in our property. We have nickel. We have copper. We have gold. We have rhodium. And we have platinum and palladium, with palladium being the main asset on the property. So we have lots of different metals there. Going from there, we would end up with a major mining company or a private equity company. Now more and more on the lithium side, big companies that you would never hear of are actually coming almost down to the mine level to get their lithium and cobalt supply. In the next year or two, I think you'll see us partner up with someone that will help us take this all the way, or perhaps even buy it.
Harry, what's your take on the junior mining sector right now?
Well, as you know, we're at the biggest mining convention in the world, and this is the biggest we've seen in at least 7 or 8 years. The metal prices start to increase last year. Worldwide demand is going up. There hasn't been as much exploration as we'd like in the last 7 years, and I really think 2018 is the beginning of the change in the junior mining industry. for the good.
And you think anything related to clean tech might have a larger audience than our typical mining investor?
Well, that's a good point. What I learned in getting into lithium, and it was only in 2016, I'm not an expert, but we have an expert on our team who heads up our program, was a lot of younger people are buying the shares of cobalt and lithium, which really was exciting because, as you know, this industry is mostly the buyers are 40 to 80 who understand the industry. But no, the new green metals are definitely attracting much younger buyers.
Well, Harry, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Els.
I've been speaking with Harry Barr, the chairman and CEO of New Age Metals, trading as NAM on the TSX Venture Exchange and PAWEF in the U.S. For more information, go to the company's website, newagemetals.com. I'm Ellis Martin.